You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A small Michigan college took center stage on the Senate floor for a hot moment in the debate that led up to passing the Senate GOP plan to revamp America's tax code. Democrats zeroed in on an amendment that would have handed a special tax break to conservative Hillsdale College, which does not accept any federal funds. That's important. The provision was written by Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey. It exempted any school that doesn't accept federal funding from a 1.4% tax on investment income from university endowments. Here's Senator Toomey responding to queries from Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden.
If a college chooses to forgo federal money and the students that attend have to find their own way to get there, it is diminishing the burden that that college would otherwise impose on the taxpayers. And so it's perfectly reasonable, in my view, to exempt such a college from the tax on endowments that we're applying generally.
So is this Hillsdale College? Because that is what I have been led to believe.
I believe that Hillsdale College would qualify for this. There are other colleges that choose to forego the funding. I'm not sure how many of them also have an endowment large enough at the moment that it is would have an impact on them. And I have no idea how long it might take them to develop an endowment.
Over to Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill.
Mr. President, would the senator answer a question about this provision? Do you know who the biggest donor was to the Hillsdale College endowment? Would that be the DeVos family by any chance?
So the answer to your question is I have no idea, and it doesn't matter
to me. Do you
know
who put this provision in here?
And I advocated this provision.
And what does it have to do with taking Title IV money as to whether or not your endowment's going to be taxed?
The fact is the school is choosing to save the taxpayers a lot of money by foregoing money that would be available to its students. And so it's very reasonable to have this modest savings that is available to a school that makes that choice and saves the taxpayers this money.
It doesn't feel that way to us. It feels like this is a very limited provision written for a very special person.
And in the end, the so-called Hillsdale carve-out was stripped from the tax bill, although stay tuned to see what happened next. With us now is Adam Harris. His piece for the Chronicle of Higher Education is titled The Brief Life and Undignified Death of the Hillsdale Carve-Out. Adam, so here's the question. Was Senator Toomey's provision, we just heard, a very limited provision written for a very special person?
Well, the argument from Senator Toomey's office, as you heard, was essentially that any college that met these requirements, which was not accepting Title IV funds, would be eligible for this special exemption. Now, there are no other colleges that would have reached the threshold at that point. Later in the debate, Senate Republicans amended the threshold for this excise tax on college endowments to schools that had $500,000 in endowment per student. So ultimately, Hillsdale College wouldn't even have reached that threshold. So at a certain point, it became a moot point.
Why was it that this small provision became such a big fighting point for the Democrats?
Senator Chuck Schumer actually argued that it was kind of exemplar of the entire debate, that all of this was kind of happening in secret and they were finding out at the last minute, and it seemed to only affect a very small percentage of people. Essentially, Senate Democrats were arguing that this was indicative of a larger issue with the entire tax bill.
Certainly the foundation for all this is the fact Hillsdale does not accept any federal funding, this Title IV funding, but conservative writers are saying it's unfair and inaccurate to say that Hillsdale is the only college that would have benefited from that. And they point to at least six others that don't take federal money that could have benefited from the Toomey provision as well. Is that a fair criticism or not?
I'm not necessarily as inclined to say that it's unfair. I think that there are six or seven schools that do not accept federal financial aid funds. There's only one other school that is even near reaching these thresholds for this tax, and that's Principia College in Illinois. But they don't have enough students to meet the threshold for the tax on their endowment. So Hillsdale College is the only college that meets these two requirements as crafted in the House tax bill as well as the Senate tax bill originally. So essentially, the original argument that Hillsdale College would be the only school affected by this was pretty accurate.
So it comes down to the question, why was a senator from Pennsylvania pushing an amendment that would have benefited a tiny Michigan college?
Well, it's hard to speculate about his motivations, but kind of going back to the floor debate, when he was arguing that because institutions do not burden the taxpayer by denying Title IV funds, they should be exempt from the tax on their endowments. There is conceivably a situation where a school like Grove City College in Pennsylvania could get enough donations so that their endowment grows to a level where it could be exempt from this tax. So there could be some sort of motivation, but kind of speculating about his motivation is kind of difficult to do at this point.
It is certainly fair to say the school has strong ties to the DeVos family and also the conservative group Club for Growth. What are some of those ties?
The DeVos family have been major donors to the college, and Hillsdale has long been a conservative darling just based on the fact that they're not taking these Title IV funds. They have this heavy focus on kind of a religious background. With that confluence of things, it is made for a very strong argument for conservatives and how schools can operate without extra burden on the taxpayer.
Yeah, and I guess somewhere I saw that Club for Growth, this conservative group, Club for Growth, the former head of that group, went to Hillsdale, and indeed Senator Toomey once led Club for Growth, so there certainly is that. But I'm wondering now, did that move of raising the ceiling on endowment size, did that help any other colleges avoid the new tax?
It did. It helped a few colleges avoid the tax. There were initially about a little over 100 schools that would have been affected by this tax. After that ceiling was raised, it only affected, if I'm remembering correctly, roughly 30-some-odd schools. So it did drop the amount of schools that would have been subject to this excise tax on their endowments.
So, Adam, ultimately, Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon offered an amendment to strip Toomey's provision from the bill, and four Republicans voted for it. So there we have this bitter partisan battle. Why do these Republican senators cross over and vote for a Democrat's amendment?
This amendment just seemed to be so... It ginned up so much controversy, and people were discussing it on social media. It was seen as something that exemplified all the bad in the bill. I mean, it was a very unpopular bill, and on a whole, this amendment seemed to sum up all of that into a ball of frustration. And so it's hard to speculate about their motivations, but it is kind of easy to see how all of that pressure would build up and kind of encourage a couple of Republicans to move over to the other side of the aisle and say, okay, maybe this isn't a good thing to do, just as a baseline.
So ultimately, that move by four Republican senators gave the Democrats their only win in the entire budget battle.
Yes.
Adam Harris, his piece for the Chronicle of Higher Education is titled The Brief Life and Undignified Death of the Hillsdale Carve-Out. Thanks for speaking with us, Adam.
Thank you.
In full disclosure, Hillsdale College is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio.